The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. On Nursing Notes Live this month, we look at the specialty of neonatal intensive care nursing. Find out what these special nurses are doing to take care of our most fragile newborns. This month's segment features nurse practitioner Tara Davis. Tara is a neonatal nurse practitioner at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta in Atlanta, Georgia. Here's that interview with Tara. Hi, Tara. It's great to have you here on the show, and I want to welcome you. And we'll ask our first traditional question we always ask the nurses here on the show, and that is, why did you want to become a nurse?
I think a lot of different things molded my desire to become a nurse. First and foremost, I'm a caretaker and nurturer by nature, so that was very fitting. For as long as I can remember, though, I really loved children, especially babies. And then, to be honest, when I got in, you know, towards thinking about college, a lot of forward thinking into my future was a big key. I wanted job security, financial independence, and the ability to have a family at some point, you know, I wanted to do that. My mother worked in healthcare, in the administrative part of healthcare, all of my life, and she really was the first to introduce me to the idea of nursing and really show me how it applied to my career goals.
So tell us a little bit about your educational process and your career, because I know you've moved through several degrees and become a nurse practitioner. So tell us a little bit about how that your career progressed to bring you to where you are today.
Sure. So after I graduated with my Bachelor's of Science in Nursing, I moved to Atlanta to join the workforce. Staying true to my love of children, I applied for a mother-baby internship at a leading women's hospital here in the area. It was a full program of both didactic and hands-on training, probably one of the best decisions of my career. It really helped transition from new graduate into the actual hands-on nursing part. After a year in the mother-baby arena, I realized the baby really was what I loved. Out of the two of them, I really loved taking care of the baby. It was my heart's desire. At that time, ironically, the children's hospital just across the street was expanding their NICU, and word started getting around that they were in need of NICU nurses. I jumped on board, immersed myself in the culture, just became a sponge. I wanted to learn more. I wanted to do more. See more. The more I learned, the more autonomy I really wanted, and that kind of opened the door for me to move into a bigger role as a nurse practitioner. So I went back to school at Emory University and got my pediatric nurse practitioner, graduated with that, and stayed there in the NICU at Children's, stayed on board with them, joined their team of doctors, and really have never looked back. Just last year, I had the opportunity to actually get my neonatal certification, so honing in even further on that NICU nursing that I love so much.
That's awesome. And, you know, I as a parent of a child who spent some time in the NICU right after they were born, I just have a very special place in my heart, even as a nurse, for those nurses that work there. It's challenging and rewarding and sometimes heartbreaking, yeah. I expect.
Yes, it's a little bit of all of the above. It's very kind of you to say, but we know we really love our job, and people often ask how we do what we do, and it's just got to be that the reward is so much bigger. The good times really outweigh the bad.
So one of the things we've been talking about some over the last few years with nurses is the continuing addition to lots of technology to our mm-hmm. patient care. And it's one of the things that some nurses are resistant to, but I expect mm-hmm. the NICU setting, technology really has been there for many years, and it might change a little bit, but you're probably used to dealing with technology.
So, you know, we are. It is an ever-changing environment. Staying on top of it is both difficult but also important. And, you know, honestly, I think we have an obligation to our particular patient population to practice evidence-based care and to stay on top of the ever-changing environments and to offer them the best so that they have the best outcomes. You know, just like every other nurse, every other individual in society, everybody's a little resistant to change. But, you know, we really have an obligation to change with the times so that we can offer the best care, the most up-to-date care.
We have a lot of students that listen to the show, and they tend to ask us lots of questions about how they're going to know which specialties for them and what should they do in the process of school. And even for those existing nurses that are looking for a change in their career path, what advice would you offer to them if they were thinking about maybe becoming a NICU nurse?
Do it. It's such an extremely rewarding career. Just do it. But more than that, just get involved however you can, whether it's volunteering in the NICU, doing externships, or while you're in school, internships after you graduate. We have patient care technicians that are working with us now while they're in school. Just get involved. Try and be a part of the environment. I think you'll get a good feel for whether or not it's for you, but it also puts you, you know, ahead of the learning curve.
So what are some of the things that you look forward to in the future? I mean, nurses are so heavily involved in research, especially now as there are more opportunities to collect more data with electronic health records and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there seems to be a lot of change on the horizon, even though even not just with technologies, but with changing our best practices for patient care. What are some of the things you're looking forward to the most in the future?
Man, you know, I think that we are here in an opportunity. We have an opportunity right now. The NICU is growing at a rapid pace. Job opportunities are, you know, right in front of us. The NICU has come a long way. We have seen a lot of changes in medical care. Our ability to be able to support these extreme preemies in a way that wasn't possible years ago. So it's creating a real continuum of care. And some of the things that are most exciting for me are the follow-up clinics, developmental clinics for graduate preemies, something that has not been readily available in the past for these children. Follow-up clinics give these children the potential to improve their long-term outcomes. You know, I also think another piece of where NICU nursing is going and NICU care is much more towards family-centered care, and that's very exciting. Long ago, you know, you walked down the halls of where the NICU was. There were no windows. You couldn't see in. It was a very sterile environment. And now we're really encouraging a lot of human interaction. There's a big push towards family involvement, early touch, holding the preemies. And all of these things have proven to positively affect their developmental outcomes. I think those are just two very small pieces of very exciting things that we get to look forward to.
Yeah, I would imagine in that setting, just much like any pediatric practitioner, you have not just your primary patient, but you have an entire family to really care for.
Yes, and I think that is probably one of the most important pieces that we play is our role in involving the family and taking care of the family as well as the baby. The parents are very anxious. They're frightened. They don't really know what their future holds or what day-to-day is going to bring. And by taking care of them and helping comfort the families, walk them through day by day, we really alleviate a lot of their stress and anxiety. And that takes the stress and anxiety off the baby. These babies really feed off of their parents.
But then that also puts some stress and anxiety on you. And I'm wondering what you think is the most important thing that you do or maybe other nurses should be doing to alleviate some of that stress so they don't carry it home to their own home environment?
Well, that's a great point. It is a very stressful job. And I think taking care of yourself, and that's something that nurses don't do very well. Historically, we take care of others and we don't spend a lot of time taking care of ourselves. But, you know, having enjoying your off time, these are long hours at the bedside. It can be grueling hours. It can be very stressful. So you're taking time for yourself, making sure that you are taking care of yourself. There's a big push in healthcare now for health and wellness for the employee. So, making sure that you are a priority in your life as well.
Yeah, I think I talked to somebody recently who works with nurses to help them care for themselves better. And it was one of the things that they said was, you know, you would make sure that the medication doses were correct. You'd make sure that everything was documented properly. Why wouldn't you make sure that the thing that was most important in the care environment to do those things yourself are adequately prepared and rested and all the other things you need to be the best nurse you can be?
That's right. It makes a big difference, a big difference.
So we're kind of closing down here. You know, there's nurses out there that we've talked a little bit about that want to become NICU nurses. Are there anything that they need to do, classes or preparation they need to do, if they definitely think this is for them, that they need to prepare themselves so that they can move into this challenging position?
Yeah, I think, you know, concentrating on a bachelor's of science in nursing, which gives a little more theory, didactic background learning, as well as hands-on, is a great start. You need that piece of it in order to move into and advance your career in nursing. So concentrating on your four-year bachelor's degree, we talked a little bit about, you know, getting into patient care roles if you can early, as far as doing your volunteer stuff, but also externships and internships are available. You just have to know where to look for them. But those nurses really have an edge on the whole curve of the learning curve. They are immersed into it early on, and they get a lot of experience that they otherwise would not get in school. Your basic nursing stuff is going to take you all over the continuum of life. So you're going to be in all different clinical aspects. But if this is really something you think you want to do, then being able to concentrate in that area is great. And then outside of just learning and theory, be flexible and be open to change. Be adaptable. Concentrate on time management, your communication and critical thinking skills. Those are all very important in the NICU setting.
As an advanced practice nurse, there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of things in the news, even, you know, outside of the healthcare news and just general news about the different changes that are happening with regard to nurse practitioners and other advanced practice nurses and the opportunities that are available for them. What do you think about that as you continue? You know, you've reached the pinnacle of nursing education, and yet I know you're not done because you have to continue to learn and continue to grow.
Right, I do. I learn every day, and I tell my students all the time, this is not something that ever ends. You never stop learning. I learn something new all the time, on a daily basis, in fact. There are huge opportunities. There's a huge push for practitioners in the medical setting, and we're in great need. So just, you know, be the best that you can be. And I think it takes a special individual to be a nurse practitioner. I don't think it's for everybody. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm above anybody else. I'm just saying I think personality-wise, it's not for every nurse that you need to figure out, you know, where your leadership skills are. Do you possess them? Are you somebody who do you want to continue to learn and be involved? And if you do, you should really go for it. It's a very rewarding career and something that I have never looked back on. I've really appreciated where my career has taken me.
So our last question is, what is that piece of advice that you received from a nurse, maybe early in your career, maybe in school, that you have carried with you every day to day as you deal with your patients, their families, and your coworkers?
You know, probably as an elementary student, you're always told there is no dumb question. And that is something that I remember all the time. There is no dumb question. And if you're ever in doubt, ask. If it doesn't seem right, it probably isn't. And those are things to remember when you're practicing medicine. You know, you don't ever want to force something to be the way it probably shouldn't be. And then more than that, just in pediatric nursing, you always listen to a mother's instinct. It will never get you in trouble. So I lean on my parents a lot. If they feel like something's not right, then we go fishing. Something's probably not right.
That's very intuitive, and it's something I'm also a paramedic, and it's something that I learned very early on. We had a lot of special needs children in our area, and it was one of the things that an instructor told me early on was they're the experts about their children, They know them better than anyone else.
They do, and I've had very few that have been wrong. When they say something's wrong, they're usually right.
Make sure you check out the entire November 2015 issue of Nursing Notes, where we take a look at the nurses specializing in the care of neonatal intensive care patients. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com, and don't miss our other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where I sit down with Regina Grazel, president of the National Association of Neonatal Nurses, to talk about her nursing career and learn more about this exciting nursing specialty. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our new podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by MedicCast Productions. All rights reserved.